We are currently in the middle of a Wellness Wednesday, and joining us over on Zoom is Kelly Kay, naturopath. Kelly, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Very good.
Awesome, awesome. Now, we were just having a bit of a chat before Peabod there about what stress is and how it actually affects us, both short-term and long-term. But I guess really digging into the nutrition standpoint there about how does nutrition factor into this? So what are some of the do's and don'ts, while we're eating and while we're looking at nutrition? What is the things that we should absolutely aim for and things that we should definitely clear away from when it comes to nutrition and stress?
Yeah, okay. So nutrition is a really important part of looking after your body and your mind if you're going through a stressful period. So when you're in that season of stress, a really important thing is to make sure you don't skip meals, which is often hard. Like, it's kind of the time when people do tend to get a bit, I suppose, out of routine and will often skip meals. And maybe maybe it's because appetite's affected, or maybe it's just because what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
But it is really important to try and have something. Ideally, even smaller meals throughout the day, and making sure that they are well balanced with some adequate protein. So, just before we spoke about the impact on, the changes that the way stress changes the way we receive foods and the way we use sugars and carbohydrates and things. So making sure that we have enough protein and lots of fiber rich foods is really important, and having, kind of smaller meals more regularly can be quite useful for some people. The other thing which people often run to is trying not to over caffeinate. Or even have, like, drinking your coffee on an empty stomach and that kind of thing. Because caffeine, you get that buzz because caffeine acts on your adrenal glands to release those stress hormones. So it's actually just elevating that level of stress in the body and that level of stress hormone. So you're kind of just layering stress on top of stress, and it'll take longer for those cortisol levels and those stress hormones to kind of normalize and come down. So really being mindful around that. Again, another thing people do when they're stressed, drink lots of coffee. The other thing I'd say is making sure you're eating lots of magnesium-rich foods. And these are foods like nuts and seeds, bananas, cocoa powder, leafy greens. And the reason for this is that magnesium, it's known as the great relaxer. So it's really, really important for the nervous system and the brain. And particularly when we're stressed, we use up a lot more magnesium. We need more, and we also excrete more. So making sure that we're getting plenty of magnesium in is really important. And also lots of healthy fats, so things like olive oil, nuts and seeds, oily fish, to combat that inflammation, because as we said, stress is very inflammatory, so we want to be able to counteract that somewhat. There are probably some key things that I would look at besides just, trying to eat a normal, healthy, balanced diet. Definitely.
Awesome. That's some really great tips. And then, on top of that, going a little bit deeper, what are some of the natural resources, maybe like herbs, that we can use to help our body and our mind cope better with stress?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a naturopath, I would use herbs a lot for stress. Mm-hmm. And we would often go to what we call adaptogen herbs. So that's a term that's used for herbs that help the body adapt to stress. So help kind of that stress resilience on a physiological level. So it helps with bringing down those stress hormones. It helps protect the brain, during times of stress. Yeah. It helps normalize some of those other processes. And these would be herbs that some people might have heard of, some they may not have, but things like Siberian ginseng and rhodiola. Ashwagandha is one that's quite popular with people. And then there's some others you know, like Shazandra as well, that I would use quite regularly with my clients to just help support them and help them cope a little bit better, and prevent that real fatigue and burnout that can come from long-term stress as well.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to nutrients, there's a whole range, but I would, like we said, magnesium already, and your B complex vitamins are really, really important for the nervous system. And so is vitamin C, actually. So, you know, some really simple supports there, as well as the other thing I would use would be some probiotics if people are getting those digestive symptoms with stress. And we have a really fun name for called psychobiotics. So that's
that is probiotics. A fun name.
It is a fun name, and it's the probiotics. So, you know, the healthy bacteria that specifically support that connection between your brain and your gut and influence mood and behavior.
Amazing.
Yeah, so there's some specific strains that have been researched for this, and this is a big area of research looking at using probiotics for things like anxiety and depression and mood. And stress resilience, and it's really, really fascinating.
Oh, yeah, it really is fascinating. Kelly, thank you so, so much for joining us tonight for another edition of our Wellness Wednesday, and look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
Thank you. And if people are interested in this topic, I do have a free ebook on my website as well that people can download, and that's free for anyone, but I just talk a little bit about the stress response and some of the things that we've talked about tonight. So, yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah, awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so, so much. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.